So let's review. The Gemara cites several rulings regarding Kriyas HaTorah. Poseach v'roya, goylel u'mevarech, v'choyzer u'poseach v'koyre, divi Reb Meir. The oyla opens the Torah, sees the place where they'll be reading, closes it, and makes the bracha, and then opens it again and reads. And the Gemara explains, shelo yoimru bracha is ksuvim b'Torah. He closes the Torah while making the bracha, so that people should not think that the brachas are also written in the Torah. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, poseach v'roya u'mevarech v'koyre. He opens the Torah, sees the place where they'll be reading, makes the bracha and reads, because bracha is lekel amiti. No one will make that mistake. Rabbi Zeira rules, haluchos v'habimos ein bohem mishum kedusha. Boards used to cover svarim and the platform upon which you read the Torah do not have any sanctity. The Gemara cites several rulings regarding glila, rolling the Torah closed. 1. Tzarech she'amidenu ala tefer. One must center the Torah scroll on the seam between two sections of parchment so that it closes tightly. 2. An individual rolling the Torah on his lap rolls the outer scroll towards himself so as not to risk it rolling off his lap and falling down. When he tightens it, he should roll the inner scroll outward because by reaching over to the outer scroll, his arms would cover the writing and the people cannot see it. 3. Mutav tigol ha-metpachas, v'al yigal sefer Torah. One should wrap the cloth around the Torah, not roll the Torah inside the cloth. 4. Amarav shfati amarav yoichanan. Asar shekara b'Torah, ha-gadol shebehem goylel sefer Torah. The greatest person in the tzibur rolls the Torah, because ha-goylel loy noitel schar k'neged kulon. The one who rolls the Torah receives reward equal to all of the oilam. The Gemara now mentions several other rulings from Shfati in the name of Rabbi Yoichanan. 1. Mishtamshim bevaskol. It's permitted to follow the voice of a heavenly voice. However, hani mili dishama kol garva b'masa v'kol itza b'dabra. This is only if one hears a man's voice in the city or a woman's voice in the field. Since it's unusual, one can assume that it's a baskol. Furthermore, v'hudu amar hin hin, v'hudu amar lav lav. This is only if it repeats itself. 2. Kol hakore b'loy ne'ima v'shoyne b'loy zimra. If someone reads without using the right trup, or he doesn't say the Mishnayis with a tune, the Pasuk says about him, V'gam ani nosati lohem chukim loy toivim, indicating his acting in an undesirable way. However, Rabbi Sharshi interprets this Pasuk differently. Shnei Talmidei Chacham ha-yoshvim b'ir achas ve'ein noichin ze'ezeh b'halocha. It refers to two Talmidei Chachamim who live in the same city and do not discuss halocha. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph concluded, V'haydaber Moshe esmoyadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, and expounded, Mitzvasan Shiyahu Koyin Kol Echav Echav Bizmanai. We read the topic of each Yom Tov on that day. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael Shiyahu Shoylin V'Darshin Binyonah Shel Yom. Moshe established that we should ask and expound upon the topics of each Yom Tov on that day, such as Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Hadron Aloch B'nei Ho'ir U'Slik Lo Masech Megillah. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechet Megillah, and we will begin Masechet Moed Katan in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.